This is a Harper Guys production.
The Harper contains foul language and adult material. If you are easily offended and thin-skinned, you should hit the stop button now. And if you are not a complete idiot, let's get this party started.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. If I was informed correctly, the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
You know, but good luck arguing that in court. Let me get down to brass tacks.
Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here. How much for the ape?
Jack, let's just cut the crap and get down to brass tacks here.
Are you hating on Neil Diamond?
Holy fuck, fuck Neil Diamond.
Our dream of deathmatch is going to come to fruition, and my golden ticket is going to pay off.
Hoo-ah.
Don't you fucking hoo-ah me, motherfucker.
I want the ability to time travel.
He's dumb.
This is stupid.
Welcome to the Hopper, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake. With me, as always, my co-host, Adam.
That's right.
Welcome aboard. Good to see you. As always, Adam's going to start with our public service announcement.
I am. One moment.
In a momento. Technical difficulties on aisle one.
We're good.
There we go.
Okay.
No more BuzzFeed.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a forget-me-not problem. A
little feedback.
Where are we at here? Okay, episode 55. Visit us at theharperguys.com. Follow and subscribe. Also, visit us at iTunes, Google Podcasts. I've been saying Google Play forever.
Yeah.
They've kind of evolved into Google Podcasts now.
Sure.
So iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, and of course, our last and greatest achievement so far that's really got no kickbacks yet, iHeartRadio.
It's a motherfucker to get into. I guess we're going to figure out if it works or not. It
takes you 14 days, and if you never respond, like, have an inquiry, you won't be making it in.
It's a true fucking story all the way around.
Yeah. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, subscribe and then comment. Just fucking do it already.
Right.
We also want to thank Ethan Meeksel for the Demilitarized Zone, or Maxel, Meeksel, potato, potato.
Potato.
One day he will come out and be like, yo, motherfuckers, it's blank. Until then.
Someday at one of our shows that we go to, you know, when we get together at a convention, we're going to get him to just magically show up. Like, that's going to be the creme de la creme.
And he's just going to play that finish our fade out. And that's it. I just want him to do that.
I would love it.
All right. And last but not least, I kept my word to you, the Hateful Eight. There's the mug.
Bam.
It's right here. You're going to have to zoom in, or you can go on Twitter and look at it.
It's the logo.
Yeah, it's just the logo with all of the fixings. And we are giving this away. This is a giveaway. It's our first fucking giveaway.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants it. But anyways, for the 25th iTunes review, it's yours.
25th.
So if you see 24 reviews on there, and you just put a 5-star and with no name or no actual comment, you won't get the mug. It'll be the 25th review with a comment.
Gotcha.
Because I won't know who it is if you don't leave a comment.
Right.
So do it.
Show a little ambition here. I mean, if you love Fight Club and you love when he's smoking in the office and there's blood on his shirt and he's that outcast, with a simple coffee mug, you can be that guy.
Completely. And you're talking about with the middle finger.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Create 12 accounts. Go in there and get yourself to be number 25. We're happy to send it to you.
Yes.
You know?
Jake and I are also rocking these at work and at home.
That's right.
You know what?
We don't take no prisoners.
Just embrace it.
That's right. And if you take a picture of yourself with it after you've won, we're more than happy to put that on with the show.
Yeah.
We'll get it out there on Twitter and on the IG, and we'll make people see it.
Who knows? I mean, if you... Whatever. Just make it happen.
Yeah. So that's the first Harper of the evening. You're going to listen. Give us a review. Take 2 seconds. Put a review in. A little bit of feedback goes a long way.
Yeah. Not feedback like that fucking plug I was just there.
That'd be awkward.
That's a buzz. That's a buzz kill.
That is a buzz kill.
Boom.
Well, what do you got to get us warmed up here for tonight?
Well, as I look back at the screen just to make sure we're looking pretty.
Oh, hold on. I do have one quick shout out.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
That's what we do. If you look on the other side of the giveaway mug, you will see a smaller and yet equally great mug.
But I must add, it has the original logo.
Yes, that is the OG, so you can see the difference in the two.
This one is the one that, you know, I've been tweaking over a year, and right. I finally got it the way I think I want it.
Right.
But this was the rough draft that we're like, this is what we got.
This is us. So yeah. That's Primal Us. Big shout out to my sister-in-law, Danette, for my birthday. She actually got me that mug, and you probably can't see it because of our amazing video quality lighting, but it's actually a Harper logo hat.
Yeah, our amazing video quality lighting has washed out the white. But what we will do after this show, we will lay down all three mugs and the hat, and we will take a picture.
That's right.
And thank you, Danette. They look cool. I'm a little jealous.
Fantastic present. I love it.
We got ourselves some mugs, and somebody, some special listener out there will get a mug as well.
That's right.
But the hat is pretty freaking awesome.
All right, so let's do what we do. What are we harping about to start off with tonight?
Okay. As men, as young men, hopefully, or as a young man, I hope that you were taught, and I'm sure you were, because we're kind of cut from the same area cloth, but the handshake. I mean, there's rules about a handshake, but yet you'll run into...
There's more than one.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, there's... Yeah, there is.
I thought there was one, but go ahead.
Well, there is one. The golden rule handshake is have a firm handshake. That's yeah. just simple.
Yeah.
But there's also, don't you feel awkward when you do a handshake, a guy, and he's got the limp handshake, and you're like, what was that?
Yeah, for me, what it instantaneously does is it, like, you're minus 1 point on my respect level, because if you can't give me an actual handshake, I mean, part of the handshake isn't just to show your bravado and your masculinity and that kind of stuff. When you actually look somebody in the eye, you shake their hand, whether it's the first time you're meeting them, if it's the 100th time that you've seen them, that is the moment that, hey, I'm here, I'm engaged in what we're about to talk about, whatever the conversation is. It doesn't even have to be anything serious, but it's if you don't do it, I feel like you're kind of like, hi, hello.
Well,
like you don't want to be part of the conversation, or you don't want to be standing here with me right now.
In which case,
fucking exit stage left.
I instantly take it as I am an insecure, non-confident human being.
Yeah.
Because,
beta.
Yeah. I mean, go up there and you grab, but see, there's the other side. And this is where this is not part of the rule, but I think this is just part of common sense, which
yes.
I love to preach down here. I know Jake loves to knock it into your forehead if you have room to accept it, but you've had handshakes before where the motherfucker just wants to squeeze the fuck out of your hand, and it's not a joke. This is what he does every day when he
yeah.
shakes people's hand, and you're just like, all right, that was a little too much. It's unnecessary.
But at the same time, like for me, I have a standard, you know, let's call it the 60% of what I can squeeze grip, like, you know, I'm going to make sure that you know that I'm here when you're shaking my hand. It's going to be a firm handshake, but I'm not trying to do physical damage or have you get mad because you think that I'm that overly toxic masculinity, you know, freak that's got to try to crush your hand. So if somebody does it to me, I'll give the squeeze right back. Even if I can't match the squeeze, if it's somebody with a giant NBA-sized hand, I'll squeeze right back, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like, that's I make sure that I make eye contact at that point, though. So it's like, yes, we're both on the same level. Speak now.
Right.
You know?
And that's not to be confused with a dickhead that likes to fucking grab you and, like, you know, do the old knuckle twist. You're like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. You know, there was a guy that I went to church with when I was younger. And no bullshit. I'm talking the guys that were my age in the church at the time were 10 to 15 years old, right? Like, we were the youth, but we weren't, like, little tiny guys.
The youths.
This guy was, like, 30 fucking 5 years old, and he would fucking, every time he'd go to shake your hand, he'd come in kind of soft, because to where you thought you were getting the weak one, and then he would, like, roll his hand over top so that the crook of his thumb would be, like, on top of your top knuckle, and he had these gargantuanly long fingers, and he would wrap them around the bottom of your hand and then do that knuckle roll and then try to not let you out of it.
It fucking hurts.
It's like, is this Thunderdome? Are you playing Thunderdome with my hand right now? Is what we're about to do?
No, it's just...
So don't be that douche either.
if you're a young man listening to our show, welcome. But if you're in, like, I don't know, 18 to 25 and you have never been taught about a handshake,
yeah,
come in firm. God damn it.
Yes.
I mean, just do it.
Let me ask this. Have you ever had somebody give you the decently firm handshake and then pull the most awkward thing that you can do after that?
Was like tickle your palm?
No. When they give you that firm handshake and then for whatever reason, I don't want to be typecasting it, but I feel like it's happened more often in like church settings than anywhere else. They come along with the offhand and they put it on the outside to where you have the two-on-one handshake. Have you ever, you've never had anybody give you the two-on-one?
Maybe like an old guy, like at a funeral or something. But that, to me, at that, in that setting, I'm okay with it.
You know what? That's a great point. I will say that if somebody in a moment of like condolence gives you that, like I feel like that's kind of like a measure of respect type thing. But like when people do it that like aren't necessarily close friends of yours and they do something like that, I'm like, eh, you had to make it weird, didn't you? You know,
yeah,
we went from normal to having to be weird.
It's a little bit weird.
Right. Don't limp it. Like nothing worse than the lip hand. Don't
I just want to know what they're thinking.
Right.
Why are they even shaking hands? Why don't they be like, nah, don't do that.
Yeah. Do you ever like put your hand out to like shake somebody's hand and they just don't reciprocate? Have you ever had that happen?
It's as bad as walking down the hall at work and somebody, you say good morning and they just walk by.
Yeah. I mean, it's been years ago and it wasn't like it was a customer or somebody that I had to give a shit whether or not I offended. It was another employee that I hadn't seen in a while, and I went to shake his hand, and he just stood there, and I was like, hey! And like I just put him like, you got to make it awkward sometimes in this world. If you want things like this to be the way that you want them to be, you got to force somebody in that situation. And then, I said, I've known the guy long enough to where it wasn't that big of a deal, but then like he kind of didn't give me a great handshake, and I was like, oh, so that's why you don't shake hands.
Yeah, but this is definitely man 101.
Yeah.
I was talking to my son about this, and I said, oh my God, I'm going to put this because I keep a little notepad on my phone about topics for this show. And I'm like,
sure,
that's a great thing. So I went to, and I, for whatever reason, I was trying to put it somewhere and I couldn't do it. Oh, I was trying to put it on the next show topics.
Yes.
And I can't type in that.
Yes.
So I just put my phone on. I said, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about this stupid fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, literally right before the show, I'm like, it's the handshake.
Yeah.
So. It's man rules 101.
So to go along with this, are there any other greeting types like that people should probably somewhat pay attention to, should do a certain way? Is there anything else like that that drives you nuts?
This isn't a greeting thing, but it's just like another common sense thing. National anthems at sports, take your fucking hat off.
And shut the fuck up.
Or sing.
I've literally, after a national anthem was over, it's been several years ago, and it's not something that I would do with my wife at my side because she just wouldn't want the confrontation.
Do you mean shut the fuck up? Like, don't be chit-chatting?
Yeah. I've actually...
You're okay with them singing?
Yeah. So...
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. If you want to sing the national anthem, by all means.
Just don't fucking talk like a mother hen.
But like, what drives me nuts, okay, sometimes you get stupid kids that'll do it, all right? To where... Okay, you know that I graduated from Smithville to where for years after my graduation, kids that I coached came up through. I went to a lot of games. You know, we always sat same basically place in the stands every time. The student section was down to our left. There was a couple times. I mean, I was in my young 20s, but I went down there and I'm like, hey, how about next time you shut the fuck up during the national anthem? And most of the time they might turn around and talk shit to you. But in that moment, they're going to look at you. And they're going to be like, all right. And then sure as shit, the next game, they're not going to do it. But what kills me is when it's older guys. You get guys our age or older than us that stand there and talk, or if two women were having a conversation while the alma mater was going on, and it's just like, ma'am, please, like, you can do whatever you want to the rest of the game, but for this 2 minutes and 15 seconds, shut your fucking mouth and be respectful. And I'm sorry, the thing that I think people are also terrible about, it's like they forgot what they learned in kindergarten. Put your fucking hand over your heart. It ain't that hard to do to stand there like this.
Well, it's easy with a hat, because when you're holding a hat, there's nothing better to do than just to do this.
Right.
Put it over your breast region.
Right. You know, or at least like stand there like with your hands, like your hands like crossed or something like that, like standing in front of you. People rifling around in their pockets and like moving blankets and shit around because this is what they're stood up for. No, pay the fuck attention.
If this isn't intermission, motherfuckers.
Right.
It's time to either sing or stand at attention.
It's just a matter of fucking respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
we both have issues with people not respecting the flag. You know, it's a big part of our show. You see it the entire show, every show. So for that moment, yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah, and by the way, this is not – I did have somebody on social media say that we were disrespecting the flag. Well, that's an opinion, and you're entitled to it. We have the other opinion where we are honoring the flag, having it like this on our show.
Front and center.
Yes. We have our coasters. We have a couple things, but this is not our desecration. This is our – justice and honoring. So,
hey, I'll wear an American flag hat. I've got an American flag literal button-up shirt that I love. Like, to me, if you're displaying the flag out of love, like, there's not a lot of wrong ways to do it.
No, we've got one in the tree.
Of course we got one in the tree. You know?
Somebody said something about something, and said it's about as bad as having a Christmas tree up in October, and I didn't get it at first.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they're talking about our tree.
Hey, you know what? My wife has, I think, 5 Christmas trees, and I've let her know that there's going to be a 6th because we're not giving ours up. We might get a couple more decorations on it, you know, to actually celebrate the season. Maybe a light or two, you know, to actually go on there. But
some blinky lights to take.
But
take
it's part of the tree.
Take the focus away from us.
That's right.
Oh, what's over there?
And if you have a podcast or something that you'd like on there, send it to us. Well, we're always down. Shoot us an email. Give us something to print out and put on here.
We do have some of the we have the Inner Circle podcast.
Yeah,
network. That's the network, and yep. I believe it was the.
There was another one that was on there, but I believe that it fell or got eaten or something. I don't know.
One of those wolf spiders. Watch out! They're everywhere.
It wasn't Who's on Syphilis, was it? They didn't send us anything, did they?
No, it was the. Shit happens when you party naked, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah, shout out right there.
I would say that should have been a topic, I guess, for the night right there. Way to go them.
All right.
So, but other greeting things that drive me nuts.
Yeah.
I don't mind, generally, like, if people are huggy. Like, that doesn't really bother me, you know, especially anybody that I'm any kind of friends with. I don't mind giving my friends a hug. You know what I mean?
I think the hug is a very important part of society.
I agree. But if you're going to give somebody a hug,
fucking do it.
But there's more than one way to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
So
fucking do it right.
But there's more than one way to do it and do it right.
Okay.
To where, like, if you're going to hug your mother-in-law or if you're going to give my wife a hug, you know, don't be disrespectful about it.
Sure.
Don't lean in for the slide and rub. You know what I mean?
Slide and rub.
You know, you can very easily go in, you know, high chest on both of you to where you get a hug in, but you're not being inappropriate about it. Because there are people that, like, that's what they do. Now, people that you're close to, like, just give them a hug. It doesn't have to be a big deal. But there's just, I feel like people are creepier now than they've ever been.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to watch those things sometimes.
I would say you're probably right. But, I mean, when I'm giving a hug, I don't think about anything perverted.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, you're my friend or you're a close acquaintance. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to freaking get a
cheap thrill.
A cheap thrill or whatever you want to call it.
And the only other thing with, like, greetings and stuff like that drives me nuts is if somebody fucking ignores me. Like, and it's funny that you brought it up about a certain person that, well, you can see this person in the hallway and say hi, and 5 times out of 10, they'll just go waltzing right by you like you weren't even there. Like, did the words come out of my fucking mouth?
Can I finish on the hug, though?
Oh, sure.
I mean, the like, if you go to hug somebody and they give you the, I don't really want to touch you, the shoulder hug type thing. Like, lean in. I just think that's, like, why are we even here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a little weird.
And I feel like there's even amongst, like, guy friends. I mean, I'm sure that girls handle things a little bit differently because we're different. But even with guys, the traditional guy hug is...
You have an arm between you.
Yes. Like, you get the hand lock.
You come in, you give it, and then you get a little pat on the back.
Yeah.
I mean...
And that's as close as we need to be.
That you put the arm between because that's our comfortable...
Right. But if it's like your brother, your dad, your son, people like that, like you give a regular on full on two-hand hug. Like, it would be weird if I was like, hey, dad, let's do the bro hug, because it's not a bro.
Well, I kind of do that with my stepdad. I do both with him. Like,
but that's okay.
But we'll come in and we'll do both. It doesn't matter. But like my dad, I don't know. It's just different.
I do it with my father-in-law, though.
I try to knock him over when I hug him.
Yeah.
It's a joke, right?
Yeah.
He's 80 years old. And he's wobbly.
Yeah. But that's another thing, though, too. Like, I've always had to be cognizant that, like, I don't over-squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, if somebody I love, like, I'm going to give you a for real squeeze. Like, you're going to know that I love you because it's a sign of affection. I've had instances where, like, I've cracked people's backs and stuff. You know what I mean? And they'd be like, oh, I'll be like, oh, sorry about that. Most of the time, it's not a big deal. I accidentally did it to Josh once when I was drunk. And, like, I was way too low on the one side when I went in. And I fucking squeezed him. Dude, popped a rib. And, like, I felt it against my arm, like, against my forearm, just the way that I gave him a hug way back when he was like in his tiniest prime. And like, dude, he was like doubled over in pain. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean it. It was stupid on my part.
Oh, that's so no good. Yeah. So I don't know. If you're going to hug, give a hug. If you're going to handshake, give a fucking handshake.
Yeah.
And if you hear the national anthem, pay some fucking respects.
Yeah. Now, I'm also still a big fan of Knuckles. I feel like Knuckles can get, if you can't handshake properly, you can always go to Knuckles. It's a good, and
but
I feel like
don't knuckle
dudes,
the high five.
Yeah. Definitely. If you're going to put it, if you're going to put either of them out there, like if you're going to put the high five out there, you put it out there and wait, and then.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, don't do that. That's what I'm saying. Don't do that. That's a good way to lose friends. But like, put it out there and then just wait. Like, if you're the one that puts it up, I'm coming in for it.
Right.
Right? But if you put it in, then you do like the dumb and dumber where you just completely miss. But
that's funny, though.
But Knuckles is easy.
Then you're like, get back here.
Yeah. But I hate when people go like that, though, when they even when you do rock and you and they do like the weird, like, me. Like,
just keep it like this.
Right. Yeah. Bam. Just like that. The whole time.
I'll tell you what. So I'm finding as I get a little bit older, I'm a little bit more of a germ freak. Like, I go into like, yeah. Sorry, I don't like to be sick. Newsflash. So if I go into like a Burger King or something, a lot of times if I have a jacket on, I'll put the jacket around my hand and I'll go in with the door. I don't want to touch it if I don't have to. It's whatever it is, it's a thing.
It's cool. It's you.
So
you do you.
After these softball games, I'm an assistant coach with my daughter, and there's 11 other girls on the other team, and we're going to go high-five all these dirty hands. They've been picking their nose and eating their bubble gum and their sunflower seeds. And I don't know. Afterwards, I'm like, I told my wife today, I'm like, you know what? It's time to invest in some Purell. We're hooking them to the bags.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude,
we grew up in the 80s. I am not afraid of fucking germs. I feel like that's the reason that we're somewhat resistant to them as we've gotten older, at least with our generation, because we haven't been a fucking afraid of them our whole life.
Right.
Like, you've probably had a germ on you. Your body has built an antibody against it to where you didn't get the germ.
Here's the thing. I've noticed since she's been playing this softball for the last 4 months that I've been sick more in these 4 months than I have been in 4 years. Conclusion, I'm going to clean the bugs off.
You ever think maybe that you need to take a little bit better care of your immune system? Maybe a little elderberry wouldn't hurt you from time to time?
What the fuck's an elderberry?
You never heard? Elderberry. Here you go. Little life hack. Elderberry. You can buy it in pill form. You can actually buy elderberries if you want to. They have gummies and all kinds of stuff.
The only thing I put in my body is, besides meat and potatoes, is beer, hot wings, and...
So meat, potatoes, beer, hot wings.
And pizza.
You know what's funny about pizza? Is pizza one of those foods that sometimes you get so hungry for and other times you're so tired of it?
Yeah.
My amazing wife has been on like a pizza rampage. And like, she's doing great. We both are like super carb conscious right now. And it's like, she went on about 4 weeks to where it's like, man, pizza sounds good. Man, pizza sounds good. And finally we broke down and we're like, you know what? You can't go for forever. If it's something that just keeps persisting, I'm not telling you to eat a pizza every day, but give into it. God, if you go a month without eating pizza, and then you get a really good pie.
Probably a fucking good thing.
Dude, that is one incredible meal. I just feel like we've eaten so much of it over the years, and we've all loved it since we were in school, to where sometimes it's like, meh, I guess I'll eat a piece of pizza. No, pizza used to be an event.
Used to be, yeah.
You know? It should be again. Oh, by the way, if you are in Northeast Ohio, if you know anything about small-town pizza, Sparky's Pizza should be opening soon. The wait is killing us. It's an old-school, single family operation, and they're reopening.
Maybe we can get them to sponsor the gallows.
I'll see if we can get them to give us a pie.
Sparky's Pizza.
You know what? Dude, I'll actually tell them that we're going to do it and see if we can get it unbaked. I'll get it ready for the show. That way we have it hot, fresh, ready, tear into it for the show.
All right.
That'd be a good time. All right.
You want to get into something that you got before we go into something I got?
I just have a question for you. And this
sure.
This is... I'm not super resistant to change. I feel like as you get older, especially like into your 40s, there's things that you like, things that you don't like. A lot of the traveling that we do, I mean, it's not like we're traveling every 5 minutes, but most of the time when we travel someplace, I try to look up what are the good places to stay, like what are the hotel ratings, stuff like that. Well, me and the wife, we like to take a little trip sometime in January, February, somewhere around in there, you know, just to get away. After all the holidays and everything are done, January is the shittiest month of the year. Every year, it just seems like it's cold, it's shitty, it drags on. Like after Christmas, you're ready for spring to get here, right? So I was looking around down to Gatlinburg, and I was struggling to find a place that I really, really liked. So I thought, you know what? I've never done it. I'm going to give Airbnb a shot. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done it. I can't wait. I hope that it lives up to what I want it to be, because the price is amazing. The view is amazing. Everything about this place looks amazing. The only bitch that I have about it is that they'll put it out there, like the place that we found. An incredible deal. Less than $100 a night to stay at this place. It's our own little cabin out in the middle of nowhere. So I'm like, sweet, you know, stay for two nights. Even with tax, it's going to be right around $200, which that's really good for a two-night stay, right? Mm-hmm. I get the thing back, and it's like $346. I'm like, that wasn't the price that was on there. What the hell? Like, so I'm looking like, is this a special weekend? Is something going on? They had a $100 cleaning fee on there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck? If you go to a hotel, that shit is included. Like, I feel like you shouldn't be able to do that. I feel like that, like,
if
there needs to be certain rules that things are included.
If you were staying in, like, a cottage or somebody's, like, rental home, I could see that being a fee.
Yeah.
Like, when we went to the Outer Banks over the summer, there was a cleaning fee, and I get that because...
Did you do Airbnb for that?
It was VRBO or whatever.
Oh, okay.
VBRO, so, I don't know.
Whatever. VBRO, Vacation Rental by Owner. Okay. VRBO, right?
So we did that, but there was a fee, and I understood it because this is a cottage, and there's no... They probably either do it themselves or a maid service comes through.
Yeah.
So they have to pay them. I get it.
I mean, but for
me... But not for a hotel.
But what it triggered for me is I hate hidden costs. Just put it out there as to what it is. Because I'm going to tell you what, for a beautiful cottage to where you walk out on the deck, right there's mountains. Right there's the Smoky Mountains. You can see them. Nice, beautiful view. If I know that it's going to be $160 a night going in, at least that's something that I can stomach, because it's an experience, not just a hotel room anywhere randomly in a hotel. You know what I mean? So hidden fucking costs. Like, that pop up on shit.
But this
isn't
a hotel,
crazy.
Though, right?
It's not. It's an Airbnb. I just feel like if it's any kind of hospitality
it's not a hotel, though, right? It's a cottage.
It's a cottage.
So I could see that.
Okay, but then, so I didn't like that, but it is what it is. Whatever. Booked it. Then I get an email. Hey, thank you so much for staying with us. We're excited to have you as our guest. Oh, by the way, before you leave, here's a list of 47 things that we need you to do, or you might end up with an extra charge. And it was like, seriously? And the one that killed me from out of all of it was remove all of the bedding and put it with all of the towels on the floor in the bathroom. What is my fucking $100 cleaning charge going to?
I wouldn't be putting anything anywhere.
I was pissed when I read that. I'm like, I can be an adult. I mean, I don't need to leave dishes and trash and beer cans and stuff strung all over the cottage. Like, I'm not trying to do that, but I'm paying you to clean. Like, I'll make sure my trash is thrown away. Like, to say, please make sure your trash is in a trash can. Okay, that's common courtesy. You still got to take the trash out after I leave. That's fine. But they wanted me to go, like, those are the kind of things that I was like, no, that's fucking dumb.
That seems a little bit bullshit.
That's annoying. So,
but they're going to charge extra if you don't.
Right. Well, I might accidentally pee the bed, you know.
Yeah, I might accidentally put all the laundry in the bathroom and then piss all over it.
That's what I just said.
Whoopsie.
I winked. I'm sorry you can't see my wink through my glasses and because of the brightness of my white hat, but, you know.
Oops, I pooped on the sheets.
Right. It was such a bad night. Thanks for bringing that up. Oh. So, Airbnb. So far, it looks like it's going to be awesome. If you guys have any cool Airbnb stories or, like, good, bad, or ugly, shoot us an email. We would love to revisit this topic because I feel like it's something that we need to get out there more. I feel like our generation might not use it as much as they should. And maybe I'm just late to the party, you know, for the whole thing. But I hope it's great and I want to do it more places.
That's right.
So, it's going to be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
So, that was my Airbnb. Not much.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
That's a little early for that, isn't it? Yeah, we're not down to brass tacks yet, are we?
Oh, yeah, we're down to brass tacks.
Holy shit.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
No, apparently our thoughts of brass tacks are two different things. That's just the next topic. Here we go.
It's a pretty good fucking cup of coffee, Jimmy. What do you got next? What's going through your mind that you were talking
about?
This
isn't a true harp, but maybe there'll be a little bit of harps towards the end here. I'd like to... Just a couple minutes here, wrap up the MLB season.
Yeah. Boys of summer are almost done.
We have a couple favorite teams between us and, you know, just thoughts on the World Series matchup.
So for me, I'm somebody that I'm sure you guys have noticed through the sports conversations we have. I have a team in every sport, but I have individuals that I'm huge fans of. You've known for forever since he came into the league. I'm a ups and downs. It doesn't matter. I'm a huge Steven Strasburg fan.
Right.
The dude's got a wicked curveball.
He calls him Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve. But he's a super great guy. Does lots of good things in his community. He's never in trouble for anything.
True.
You know, And he's a guy that's come back from severe arm injury and come back to being dominant. He might win the Cy Young this year. It's going to be close.
He doesn't get killed on boats or anything.
No. I mean, he's awesome as hell. And so Washington is actually getting their first crack at the World Series since they were the Washington Senators.
Didn't think about that he's actually out there.
Yes. He's going to start a game one or game two, man. He is.
Who's the Mad Max.
So I'm
a huge fan of Mad Max.
So this is going to be one of those World Series where the pitching staffs have a whole lot to do with it because both pitching staffs are really, really good. I can't wait.
So here's my little note here.
All right.
Who are you rooting for, the Washington Nats or the Houston Brats?
You don't like the Houston?
You were ready to just
clearly for me it's Washington, but it's because I have a player, and I'll be honest, I don't hate Houston. Like, for all those years that the Astros were like one of the butts of the joke of MLB, I don't hate the Astros. When they won it a couple years ago, I was like, way to go Astros. Like, that's fantastic that team grows from the ashes. Now, the fact that they're looking like they're about dynasty caliber, mm-hmm. and that they're not going away after this year, folks, like, this team's going to be around for a while. Nah, I'm not interested in seeing them win. I like teams, unless you're playing my team, that haven't won in a long time.
All right, so here's the deal. Last year, the Indians let two, after last season, we'll say, the Indians let two starting players go.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Michael Brantley, who is now a Houston Astro.
Yep.
The other one is Yan Gomes, who is a Washington National.
Yeah.
One of those two who were starters on Cleveland's team last year are going to get a ring. Somebody asked me today, who would you rather have? And I thought about it. I'm like, well, they're both good guys. But I said, I think Brantley's a little bit better of a guy. So I'll probably be rooting for Brantley as an individual. But when you break it down for me as a team, there's a little bit of history here. Houston, was that their first championship?
2 years ago.
But was that the first one they ever got?
The Houston Astros?
Or had they won before?
I think that might be the first one.
I think that might have been. So they have won. Now, the history of the Washington Nationals goes, it might even go deeper than this, but at least it goes back to Montreal Expos. Do you remember that?
Yeah, for this actual franchise, there was a team that was the Senators, sure. But then that team was moved. So, yes,
this team became somebody else. So this was the Expos, and if the Expos were somebody else before then, which I don't think they were, I think they were expanded as the Expos, when there was two Canadian teams. So not only the worst team logo, they were the true, legitimate MLB farm team for over a decade.
They were terrible.
Vladimir Guerrero, who was the Boston pitcher that was lights out for years.
Well, that narrowed it right down. They've had a million.
Oh, come
of them.
On. The guy that used to kill the Indians back in the 90s.
Well, that narrowed it right down, too.
How many Boston pitchers were that good?
Curt Schilling.
No, Pedro.
Oh, he went.
Pedro
he
Martinez. Okay. Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
People forget.
Big Bart.
And many more. I think even Cliff Lee came from there.
Tim Raines,
Cliff Lee. And more than I'm naming now.
Yeah.
But they would bring them up. They had a great farm system, but then they couldn't keep anybody, and they would dole them off. But I think probably the best player, the best two, I would say, were probably Vladimir Guerrero and who I just mentioned, Pedro Martinez.
Yeah.
Probably the highly noted.
It's like the worst team name probably ever, though. The Expos.
What was that even?
I think that they named them after the place where they played. Wasn't it the something
Expose?
Exposition Center?
Probably.
I mean, I'm sure it was a corporate thing.
Why would you? Yeah, you. That's maybe the first time in modern era where a team was named after their stadium.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I mean, the Mets were named after the metropolitan area, but that's the area, not a stadium.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for several things when it comes to this World Series.
God, can you imagine if the Mets were called the Metros? That would have been horrible.
Yeah, going to ride the Metro, you know, get on the bandwagon when they're doing good. I'm so glad that the Yankees, Dodgers, Boston, am I forgetting somebody else in the National League? The Braves, because I always fucking hate the Braves.
The Twinkies. Fuck you, Twinks.
Yeah, the Twins. There's most of the teams that I can't stand aren't there, which that makes me happy all the time.
Okay, so I don't hate Houston. I admire how good they are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit of jealousy, team jealousy, because, you know, wasn't too long ago that my team was that good, the Indians. And they were right there in the mix, and they've tailed off, you know. Mm-hmm. for whatever this year was injuries, but I mean, you can't. I mean, somebody say injuries, and then the Yankees fan will say injuries. We had more injuries than any team this year, and we made it to the postseason.
Did they have more than the Indians?
Oh my God, dude!
The Yankees
at one time. I think the Yankees had 10 starters.
I'm pretty sure Cleveland went into the season with the number one rated pitching staff, and I think all five guys missed time.
Bieber didn't, but. Except for him, yeah.
But he was like number five, and that was barely.
You know what? I don't
before the season started.
I don't think Bauer missed any time either, but he was got traded. So,
well, when you throw a ball 900 feet over the wall in center, show up your coach. That's an easy way to say la motherfucking V right there.
That's a double innuendo for see ya.
Yeah. But I will say this too. If any of you are not really baseball fans or you're fringe baseball fans, try to catch a game or two of the World Series. One of the things that I love about the World Series is you can go to a baseball game in June or July, and some innings drag on. Some of them are exciting. You know, if your team is playing their number one rival, that can be fun. You know, if there's a little bit of back and forth or if a player gets hit, you know, to where like the shit starts. But in these games, every inning counts. Yeah. And you watch guys that have been unflappable all season. All of a sudden, that pressure jumps on them, and guys can't throw strikes, or guys can't hit 92-mile-an-hour fastballs because they just can't pull it off.
The only thing as a fan that I can compare it to, being at a game, I've never been to a playoff game, but I'm saying as far as the atmosphere that feels like a playoff game is when I go to the home opener, that's always electric for the Indians. And then it always happens at least once a year because I go to a couple games to where I get a Yankees game. And there is so many Yankees fans that game, you feel like as a fan, you're like, oh my God, I want to win so bad just to piss these motherfuckers off.
Because they're always loud dicks.
And the Yankees are always good, and especially recently.
Should be with that payroll.
And, well, there was a time in the 80s where they were dog shit. Of course, the Indians were dog shit in the 80s.
Don Mattingly would be pissed if he heard you say that.
Well, he was the most, well, what do they say? He was the most successful Yankee on the worst team ever. Teams ever.
Yeah, it's true.
But, so, who knows?
I'm excited for the World Series, though.
Yeah.
But I'm also always excited when the World Series is over, because then it is full-on motherfucking football, and that's when football really picks up. 2 weeks from now, we're talking about getting into the second half of the NFL season.
Can you believe that already?
We're past the halfway point in college.
Put the fucking brakes on, dude.
We got like 3 or 4 more regular season weeks, and then we're into the conference championship games and down to the Final Four.
I know you don't give a shit about the Buckeyes, but whoa, what a game we got coming up. When this airs, the next day will be the Wisconsin-Ohio State games. 4 versus 6, I think.
Not anymore.
Wisconsin
got beat, brah.
Wisconsin got beat?
By Illinois. Crappy ass Illinois.
Oh, see, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh man, you got to get caught up. This week. I was gone all weekend. I was doing yard work and traveling to Michigan. And
Saturday I was at ball games all day.
So you got this game, but the real game is Penn State.
Yeah, well, Penn State always plays the Buckeyes hard. But what happened to Wisconsin?
They fell apart in the second. They were actually up by 2 scores in the fourth quarter and blew it against Illinois. Signature win for Illinois. That program's trying to get back on the map. They haven't been good in 15 years.
Yeah, them in Indiana.
I mean, that's part of why teams from the Big Ten don't get all the love that they deserve. Right. And I don't care. They got a loss to Georgia in a game that I think that they easily could have won. Notre Dame beats Michigan this week because that's their big game this week. They beat Michigan? Dude, I'm just saying Michigan.
That is not a big game. Michigan sucks so bad.
They almost beat freaking Penn State this week.
Almost. Did you hear?
They only lost by 7.
But did you hear what Harbaugh did with 51 seconds to go?
No.
He elected to kick a field goal, a 55-yard field goal. The guy's longest was a 43. Tried to kick a 55 with 51 seconds left and missed it. They gave the ball to him on their own 48, and they went down and scored. It's like it probably cost him the game.
Were they winning at that time, or was it tied?
No, I think they were down a little bit.
I don't know. All I'm saying is Michigan ain't terrible, so Notre Dame gets that win. All the other boys
up
top.
I'm telling you, Michigan's terrible.
I'm just telling you what. If Notre Dame wins that game and they went out on their schedule, the big boys up top better hope they don't falter, because there's nothing they'd love more to put
Georgia
Notre Dame back in there
too,
again.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
So where did they fall? Like that's 5?
I think that they fell to 8 or 9. And
good.
They're in a bad spot now. I mean, they absolutely have to win out, but like they've got a tough road to hoe.
So Clemson's still the team to beat right now, right?
No, Clemson, got to get you caught up on it. Clemson just fell to 4.
This is the get Adam caught up segment.
Clemson just fell to 4. They're considered the last team into the playoff right now.
Where did the Buckeyes go?
3.
Woo-hoo!
Number two.
See, this is how much I'm paying attention.
Number two is LSU, and number one is Alabama. Alabama's quarterback, Tua, that we've been watching this kid light it up for 2.5 seasons.
Tell me he got hurt.
He got hurt.
Because I do know, but he's the one guy went to Oklahoma.
And they're undefeated and ranked
6?
I think they're 5.
Okay,
that's about right. I think the first team out right now. And then Penn State, I think, is 6. And then I think it's Georgia 7, Notre Dame 8.
So we're looking, if the Buckeyes get past Wisconsin with unscathed, we're looking at the Penn State game is the big one.
Yeah, well, then you're still going to have to win the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, they do pretty well there.
So. Yeah, so yeah, big weekend coming up. So if you guys are listening to this today on Friday, or even if it's Saturday morning and you're listening to it while you're getting some stuff done, there's some big college football coming Saturday.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Let's wrap up the sports with the World Series winners. Who do you predict?
Who do I predict?
This isn't a. I love Scuba Steve. I want them to win. Who do you think is going to win it?
The Astros in 5.
Really?
Yeah, they're too good. That staff is too good, and their hitters. Their hitters are all like in their prime between 26 and 30 to where they are. They're going to figure out the pitching on the other side. They're going to get through it. No problem. They're going to have a lot easier time scoring runs than what Washington's going to have scoring runs against Houston.
I would probably say the same thing, except the Nats just keep winning. The only thing only problem I see with the Nats right now is they've been on a break. They swept. Who did they sweep? They swept somebody.
The Dodgers.
And they've just been sitting there. And a lot of times...
No, it was St. Louis. They beat the Dodgers first, and then it was St. Louis.
They swept St. Louis, and they just have been sitting there, and a lot of times that doesn't help teams.
I don't think it's going to hurt them, though, either. I think they're all right going into it.
I mean, it won't hurt Mad Max. He'll be thinking...
Right, and if you get a guy like him out there for game one, he calms everything down. They'll be fine. I wouldn't worry about it. It's going to be exciting, though. Tomorrow night.
This segment brought to you by Miller High Life.
Which, I got to say...
The champagne of beers.
Way to go drinking a High Life, man. I know that you've kind of come over to the craft beer side of things, so you were feeling your roots today, huh?
A little bit. The Great Lakes Brew is really tasty.
Yeah?
Now, it could have been because I was under the weather a little bit, but I thought it was making me feel a little sluggish there. I was drinking a lot of it. A lot for me anyways. So I went back to a little bit of smoother domestic, and, you know... It's good.
Yeah. Well, you got to switch it up from time to time.
That's right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Love's. Hey, look, I'm almost all craft beer all the time when I'm drinking, and I don't mind High Life. Mm-hmm. High Life's the last beer that I bought.
It's actually rather tasty.
That was a domestic, yeah.
It's tastier than a Bud Light or a what's the other one? Miller Lite, for sure.
Anything else in that range. Yingling, any of them. I would take that one every time.
Oh, so real quick, we talked about the Gallows poll update.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through the 18 people we went through last time. I'm just going to... remind everybody that next up for the in time for Halloween on the 30th of Texas, Ruben Gutierrez is still pending.
The 30th of October in Texas.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I got you.
I was all backwards, but
yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything coming his way unless there's something crazy over the next 10 days that comes out, man.
The screwdriver murderer.
So that's going to give us up 15.
Oh, eight.
So we're at 1507 now.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get that list updated and make sure we get some more people going on there.
That's right.
Hey, it ain't stopping. We got to 1,500, and I felt like we kind of limped to 1,500. Like, it felt like it was a struggle.
It was tough.
To get there. Nope. It keeps going.
Now it's like a jackpot.
Just a reminder, after you're done with your fill of the Harper, don't be afraid to hop on over to thegallowspod.com, right? Or is it thegallows.com? It's thegallowspod.com, right?
Nope. It's thegallowspodcast.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thegallowspodcast.com.
But you can email us at thegallowspod@gmail.com. There's where the confusion lies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
good stuff.
Yeah, we got 5 of them up so far with the new podcast. Both of these fall under the Harper Guys Productions, which is our newly formed production company.
That's right.
That we have two shows underneath the banner right now.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited for that.
You can see our logo, our Harper Guys production logo at the beginning of this video.
Yep.
And you can also you can see it on our Facebook. We have the Harper Guys Facebook page.
Right. There you go. So
that's it.
If you're looking for something else to check out, there you go. That's our shameless plug for our other show.
Yeah, you know? So shameless.
Yeah. So what do you got up next here? That was baseball.
Yep. Well, I know you've got something else.
Okay. So one of the things that that you get to see from time to time. And it's always interesting for me to see reactions to kids getting spanked. So I just kind of wonder how you feel about it. Is A, do you think that spanking is still a viable punishment?
Yes.
Okay. Clearly you're not going to spank a 6-month-old for crying. At what age does the first little pat on the butt, without being abusive — we do not condone abuse. I hate that we have to put disclaimers out for everything, but spanking is not abuse.
A proper spanking, I don't even mean spanking. Spanking, when you say ing, you over the knee, bop, bop, bop. No, it's more like a swat. The proper swat is just it's an attention grabber. Like, hey, stop what you're doing and straighten up.
Right.
It doesn't have to be painful. A lot of times, if I swatted my child, I knew it didn't hurt. It hit him on the clothing.
Yeah.
But just, he knew he was in trouble.
Yeah.
Or she knew she was in trouble. And they start crying instantly.
Yeah.
Because they know they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even hurt.
Sure.
Now, if I was out in public, somebody would be like, oh, he's beating his fucking kid.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's one of those things to where I saw it recently. I actually saw a kid get way out of line with his mom, and mom didn't take no prisoners. And right there, she didn't really care what the setting and situation was. And he got a couple swats across the ass. And, you know, I am super – it's one of those things to where I really support that a lot, because I hate the whole, you just wait till we get to the car. You know, like that whole mentality. If they need it, boom, instant justice.
Yeah, but – the only wait till we get to the car, that's usually from a mom that doesn't want to be completely embarrassed, or she doesn't want to feel embarrassed because she's spanking her kid. Because that's what that is a mom that's on the fence.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to spank her kids, but she knows, goddamn it, they friggin' need it.
Right.
And so instead of doing it in public, she's going to wait till she gets to the car. Now, if she says it in the store and then goes to the car and just drives home with the kids in the back and never does it, then that's a fail.
Right.
Now, my wife has done both. She says, wait till we get to the car. And just to scare them,
yeah.
So they stop, or hopefully they stop. But then there was a time where she went and she let them have it.
Yeah.
And she does not believe in spanking 100%. But like I said, she's kind of on the fence.
Right.
Our kids are older now. They don't get spanked anymore.
I mean, it shouldn't be like a quick trigger. I mean, like, you should have to earn the spanking.
Oh, yes.
You know? I mean, I don't approve of something that's being done all the time. But it's kind of like, I've talked about it before on the show, but like, with me yelling. You don't see me running at the house screaming at people about stuff all the time. But if somebody's really out of line and I yell, they're all like, whoa, all right, done. We're not going to do that anymore. So, but big ups to the parents.
Yeah, but then you're going to get the, why are you yelling?
Right.
Because it needs done.
Right. But big ups to the parents that still use spanking in its constructed way of doing it.
Yes. It should not be, I don't want to get off the couch and you're not doing the dishes that I should be doing, so you're getting your ass whooped.
How do you feel about when mom's like, wait till your dad gets home?
It depends.
Really?
Sometimes.
You think it depends because there needs to be a deliberation about whether or not that is or is not the proper punishment? Or
no.
Or we're waiting until dad gets home because dad's going to be the one that doles it out?
Yeah.
Could you because, think that you
because
think,
in my household, my wife, she gets walked over a little bit, and it's her own damn fault, and she knows it. She does. She'll admit it that
I get it.
Too easy on the kids. And she'll say, wait, you, well, first she'll say, you wouldn't be doing this if your dad was here, for one. And two, wait till he gets home, and I tell him what you've been doing. And then they freak a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, the only part I like about that is, to me, that's like the psychological portion of it,
mm-hmm.
to where that's where you really want it to make a difference. You don't want your... You don't want to spank your kids into the point where they're just like so afraid of the pain because they're basically getting beat.
No.
To me, it's the psychological end of it, like that you know that it's coming.
See, I would rather give them one good swat that was just serious rather than hitting them 12 times.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying.
I don't know. I'm just saying, but I'm making your point. Because the more you do it, the repetition. I mean, yeah, that's. I mean,
yeah.
If you go too far, it's not just spanking anymore.
Yeah,
it could be turned into abuse.
I mean, I think I've told this story. Maybe I haven't, but I did some dumb shit when I was a kid one time, and in our household, it was if you were going to get spanked, you had to go out to the garage to get your spanking. You know, to where if you were being a little jerk face and you needed it, it's like go out to the garage. I'll be out in a minute. And my dad was so furious with me. He's like, you go out to the garage. I'm going to calm down. That way we both walk back in this house. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I stood out in that garage for like an hour. His cool down time turned into sitting down and chilling out. He just left me out there petrified for an hour. So instead of actually...
He never came out?
He never... So I popped my head in the house and I was like... Like an hour. And like, I'm so scared opening the door. Like, I was like, can I come back in now? You think you've learned your lesson? I'm like, yeah. Dude. And it was like... As I've looked at it as an adult, it was like, man, that was an effective technique. Because psychologically, for 45 minutes at least, I'm just outside like, oh man, this is going to be so terrible. Like, because if you know you're getting it, like, it's worse than if you get it and you don't see it coming.
Now, were your parents the type that would ever say, like, go get a switch?
Oh, yeah. My dad made us do that a couple of times, but it always came with, if you pick one and it breaks, I'm going to go pick the other one. So you learned quickly.
To get the biggest one you could.
Well, yeah. Well, you wanted one that was firm and didn't have much bend to it. Because then it was more like kind of a thud on your butt instead of getting that hard thwack, like to where they can really put their hips into it and get the follow through. You know what I mean? To where, don't get me wrong, my dad was the furthest thing from being an abusive parent. I mean, I come from an incredibly fortunate, very loving two-parent household to where I would never say any of the spankings that we got were ever any kind of abuse. But it was just those were the mental parts of it. You want to have a moment? Be 11 and being a jerk face and trying to get the tears out of your eyes long enough to pick out the right switch. I mean, yeah. Like, that's a shitty moment.
Oh, yeah, because you're crying as you're, I don't want it. Get it, fucking pick it.
Right. So
now, my mom was the enforcer. We've been over through this before. My dad wouldn't spank or anything. He just would yell every once in a while.
Yeah.
So my mom would spank me, but I probably deserved a fuckload more than what I got. She didn't want to do it. And my mom was the type where she would, you know, if I got in trouble and she had to spank me, they'd send me to my room afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be like 20 minutes, the door would open. You okay in here?
Right. You know what? I will say that too, because that's the other part of it, is to make it a thing. Like, if you got to light your kid up in Walmart because it's that time, just make sure that you sit down with him later, because my dad always did. He would always make sure afterwards, you know, he'd come in, sit on the bed, give us a hug, and then actually talk it out.
Do you know why that happened?
Right.
Do you understand why I lost my cool and had to whoop you?
Right.
Because you were doing this and you were being disrespectful to those people and me.
Right.
Yeah.
But
we try to do that every time as well.
But I think when you think back to like the last spanking that you would have gotten, like whatever age that was, mine was probably somewhere around 11. I mean, I don't know what the exact age was, but I remember the thought that I had, and I felt like that was when I kind of crossed the bridge, was like, did you learn your lesson? In my brain, I'm like, to not get caught next time is definitely the lesson that I learned, because I don't want to get my ass beat again.
Yep.
So anyway, big ups, parents. Keep spanking your kids if they need it. You know, don't abuse. And if you see abuse, make sure that you alert that to somebody. But I still feel like it's extremely relevant in this day and age.
Jake makes a great point, though, as well. Come in afterwards, whether it's a half an hour, an hour, 15 minutes later, talk to your kids and tell them what happened. Explain to them why they required the whooping.
Yeah. I think that sometimes with the communication that we have with our kids, sometimes we all fall into that trap where we kind of, I mean, I don't know. A lot of parents want to be their kids' friends. And being the disciplinarian is probably the hardest part of parenting, besides the fear that goes
fun.
With it.
It
sucks.
Whenever I've had to swap my kids' ass, I don't feel good about it. This is not what I signed up for.
Right.
This is not the part that I was hoping for.
Right.
I got to spank my kid. But you know what? It's part of being a responsible parent.
Right. So that's all I had. That's all I really had on it. Just, you don't see it very often anymore in public. So it was
you
one
don't.
Of the things I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. It's still alive.
Do you know
well.
Why I think you don't see it in public much anymore?
Because people are petrified of getting turned in by somebody.
Not only that, kids are more responsive to, well, you just lost your PlayStation for a month.
Who would have ever thought that a cell phone would be the holy grail of
punishments? Or that you have lost your cell phone for a month or a week.
Yeah.
That has almost replaced the spankings.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you take away the laptop as well.
Yes, everything. You've got to take away the tablet, the phone, the gaming console.
Right. Here's some Connect 4, brah. Have a good time.
Yeah. My son, he's in on his laptop, and we were leaving. We were going to visit some graves this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm leaving, we were only going to be gone like an hour. I said, yo. He's like, yeah, Dad. I said, hey, can you not be on the laptop the whole time? Maybe play with some of your toys?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know if he did, but I hope he did.
Hopefully. So what else you got?
All right. So this is my last one. This is kind of a revisit, but the reason I'm revisiting it is because I don't think we really thoroughly, you know, went down the pavement on this one. But just the, I believe that if you're going to make false claims in public about somebody, it's kind of like, and I did this before. I don't really, well, I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to say what it's like. But just if you come out and say, like, we're just going to use Nancy Pelosi. She's coming out. She's going to be the whistle, well, not the whistleblower, but they're going to start this investigation on Trump. And who's the whistleblower guy?
I don't even remember his name.
He's irrelevant. But all he wants is his 15 minutes of fame, apparently. But he comes out and blows this whistle, this imaginary whistle.
Hmm.
And then we find out, let's just say, nothing ever comes from this. I believe this guy should be punished. I just, whatever it is, 2 hours of community service, 200 hours of community service. Obviously, he shouldn't be jailed for this,
mm-hmm.
but something should be done to where you just can't go around spouting your fucking mouth off about people.
I don't disagree.
Now, if I say something about Jake and this is in the basement and he disagrees with it, but then I go and I tell some coworkers, well, I think Jake's this. Obviously, I'm not going to have to do any community service for that, but I believe Jake has the right to punch me in my fucking mouth for it.
Or at least confront you.
Yes.
I mean, you can handle it like adults.
You just shouldn't go running your mouth about people, and I'm just using the president situation, this impeachment.
No, it's a good example.
As an example, there's 1,000 different examples we could use. I used the rape one before. That's just false accusations, which you can be incriminated or jailed for that, can you not?
Yeah. I think that I don't think that I mentioned this before, and I won't use any names, but we actually know somebody that she got in trouble for being out late, and instead of just taking her punishment for it, she told her mom and dad that the reason she was out late is because she was being violated by two different guys that were kind of in the same friend group, like with everybody, to where it turned into a big shitstorm. The guys ended up having to go to court. Neither one of them did jail time. I mean, this was back in the 90s, and they weren't all of age to where it was kind of a messy situation. But it took her more than 10 years to finally come out and apologize and admit that.
And what? Okay. So, but what did that do to those guys? From that point till probably they grew up and
there's people that probably don't even know that she's ever recanted.
But what I'm saying is, regardless of the recant, regardless if those guys are innocent from the start and a whole bunch of people knows they're innocent, they are labeled.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Like that label's not going away.
For decades.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in their teens.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Until they're in their 40s, people are probably like, oh, yeah. And whatever did happen to those guys, those two guys that raped that girl.
Yeah.
I mean.
But the thing about it is, when it comes to false accusations and false statements, we live in a world now with everybody being so connected that things go so fast. And then they're just, when was the last time that you heard about Jesse Smollett? I mean, the guy fakes getting mugged, fakes a hate crime. I mean, to me, if you fake a hate crime and they prove that you faked a hate crime, you should be doing whatever that hate crime time is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but like stuff like that, just gone. When was the last time that you heard about him? His career clearly isn't going well at this point, but
I just think it's bullshit.
That dude should be doing hard time. Like, for real hard time.
Or those that couple that faked the helping the homeless guy?
Yeah.
Just to make some bucks? Those guys, maybe they did go to jail. I don't know. They got in trouble.
I mean, that's actually one thing that they've done a good job of cracking down on is people that have used, like, false charities and stuff like that. They've done a really good job with that. But with the accusations, I agree. Like, there has to be some kind of an avenue to where people are paying for the accusations.
I just don't think, going back to the impeachment thing, I think you should be like, okay, we're going to come out with this impeachment thing. Are you sure? Because if you're wrong and you're just telling a bunch of lies, you're going to go to jail for a year.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe we should really think about this.
Right.
I mean, it would just save a lot of bullshit.
Okay. One of the things that people love to say is that they don't like President Trump for any other reason than because he doesn't act presidential. Yeah, you ever hear people say that? It drives me crazy. Oh, he shouldn't be on Twitter, and he shouldn't be saying this, and he shouldn't be doing that. And to me, that has nothing to do with him having to put up with these people that are making these allegations against him. If the Democratic side of things actually has a case to impeach the president, what should be happening is instead of every little thing being crumbled into the media, oh, we're going to get it out to the media. This should have been done to where it says, hey, we have an investigation ongoing. We are going to be getting the first steps in the process for the articles of impeachment. We will come out with more information as it's available. Completely vet everything. And then if you actually have a case, then you put it out there. Go through it the right way. Because all that this looks like is that they're trying to influence an election.
They're trying to do exactly what I was mentioning about the two boys that were labeled rapist, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to label this guy a fraud, which he's not, but they're trying to label him that just so he looks ugly during the race.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And to me, that's what makes it sickening to where, and whenever they prove that these people, like who was the lady that with the whole Kavanaugh situation? That was
that just disappeared.
Completely disappeared. Accuses him of rape. All of a sudden, she can't remember. All of a sudden, she was drunk too and has no idea. He's saying that he's nowhere even near this place. Has a ton of witnesses to corroborate this. And it's like,
she should have went to jail for 5 years for that.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the guy was trying to be on the Supreme Court. Right.
And what's funny is like even like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is a Democrat that's on... You should read the things that she says about this guy. One of the best justices ever, that he's been a breath of fresh air to have on there because he does such a good job and he vets everything so thoroughly. So because it was a political move, they almost ruined this guy's life and his career. I mean, his wife and him were like, I'm sure that had to take a nice sit down conversation.
Yeah. How,
like, so honey, is there something you want to tell me about something that you might've done?
And then he's going to be like, there was nothing. And then, no, of course you're going to say that.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, I would say that too. That is what I'm getting at. It's just bullshit that you can come out and try to ruin somebody's life, career, anything, just because you feel like it, or you don't want them to get that position because you want this guy or this gal to get that position.
It's ridiculous.
There should be some sort of punishment.
I mean, I think that that's a set of laws that needs to be enacted into place. I mean, I'll be honest. One of the things that drives me crazy is like people talking shit online, making allegations and saying things to people that they don't even know. All the time. At some point, I feel like we have to start becoming accountable for that.
You do, especially like you said, the way shit moves.
I mean, information comes and goes so quickly.
Trump's going to pass two laws coming up.
Yeah.
And I hope this is one of them, that false claims need to be punished because of the impeachment thing.
Sure.
And then he's all going to pass the other one where he can be president for a lifetime. So I hope all you Democrats are
scared.
You
think he's going to get that passed?
No, but he will at least be able to run for be president for 16 years. That's what you tell all the Democrats. That really scares the fuck out of them.
Man, the heads be blowing up. I don't know, man. I'm going to always struggle with it. I feel like we'll look back at this as a very turbulent time between two sides. And I just, you know what? Yeah. So did we talk about Ellen on the last show? Did we talk about the whole Ellen thing?
I don't think
we did, because I think it happened 2 days later.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
Remind me.
About all the shit that she's catching? Ellen DeGeneres, complete lefty. I mean, she will openly tell anybody that she is very pro-left. She obviously is a liberal, you know, to listen to her talk. Very intelligent, well-spoken person. Like, I'm not going to sit here and bash her because she's a Democrat. She's a person. She's a person that has an opinion and a way of looking at things. I don't have to agree with it on everything, but she was at the Dallas Cowboys and the Packers football game last weekend, and she was actually in a suite with former President Bush and people losing their minds over it because she was in a suite with former president, and she'd come out and she said, we're friends.
Listen, apparently George W.
Yeah.
is a very likable person.
I mean, it seems like it. Everybody that ever comes and loves him.
Do you know who? I watched a thing on this. Who is always sitting by his side? at almost every, where all the former presidents get together. Do you know who is almost always by his side? Michelle Obama. She loves George Bush. You would not think that.
Right.
Those two are like almost best friends. And it's just a, it's just the way it happens.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either. What are you going to sit there and say, you're friends with a Republican and a former, you know, fuck you.
Right. Who cares? Like, I think that we need more, like, we need more Democratic friends. Our Democratic friends need more Republican friends. I mean, it's the only way that we're ever going to get through this
period. It might kind of seal the divide a little bit.
Yeah. And so that leads me to one other thing. Off topic a little bit, but I think we've talked about it a little bit before on the show. Some of our watchers might know who Cameron Haynes is. Good friend of Joe Rogan's. Taught him how to bow hunt and stuff.
The avid hunter.
Yeah. They were on the show, just so you know, your tape's starting to malfunction just a little bit there.
The body heat's starting to get to my tape.
He was on the Joe Rogan show the other night, and I was listening to it, and there's a big hashtag thing going on now. It must be nice. And people are getting tired of seeing celebrities out going on, like, so these guys, Joe Rogan, Cameron Haynes, a bunch of other well-off people that have earned it, not taking away from that, but... Oh, must be nice to be able to go out and hunt the back country of Montana for 14 days and kill giant record size elk. You know, that hunt costs.
Hashtag, it must be nice.
Yeah. That's what they always say, you know? So he's like, why are hunters getting on each other? You know, there's so few people that hunt and so many people are attacking us and wanting to take our guns and stuff like that. You know, why are hunters hating on other hunters? Like, we need to come together as a community. Dude, not 10 minutes later, he started ragging on guys that use crossbows instead of compound bows. I'm like, dude, you just did the exact same thing. Like, don't be a hypocrite about hunters if you're going to turn around and do the same thing. I mean, like, there's guys that we work with that bow hunted their whole life, but, like, have shoulder problems and stuff to where hunting with a compound bow is no longer possible. So I know that is, like, a little tiny footnote of nothing.
No, on the show, that's
good. But I don't like being hypocritical. Sure. About things. You know, you can't say that you want things one way or that it should be like this and then just not do it.
Pick a fucking side and stay on it.
Right.
It's like picking a fucking team. Stay off my bandwagon unless you want to be on it. Gun topic, and I'm going to throw this in just to finish off the show here real quick.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, we're almost at Halloween time-ish.
Yeah.
The girls wanted to go to the Goodwill to look for some, because that's where you go, the thrift stores and stuff, to look
for sure,
for garb for Halloween.
Yeah.
So me and my son, we weren't game. So he had to get his hair cut. So we went over to Great Clips, got it cut. And then we were there for like 11 minutes. I'm like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I don't know. Right there by Dunham Sports. I said, you know what? I'm going to go in there and look for some jogging pants for coaching,
yeah,
and maybe a light shirt for coaching. Just see what their prices are. And I browsed I said, we'll only be in there 10 minutes. He's like, all right. He's 11. He doesn't really, going to the stores is not a big favorite thing.
Sure.
Unless it's, you know, the toy store.
Yeah.
So we're in there. I'm browsing quickly. I don't find what I'm looking for. I'm a little confused by the way they, by their tactics on how they, I don't know. Kmart was so much easier. But anyways, I didn't find what I was looking for. And I looked over to my right, and there's the game and fish area.
Yeah.
And I see guns. I'm like, hey, he's 11. He's a boy. Let's go look at the guns.
Hell yeah.
So we're over there. And I mean, holy fuck. Have you been to that store?
Dunham's?
For like guns?
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of nice guns in there.
They've got two full 8-foot cases of pistols.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at this. I mean, every pistol you've ever seen from every movie. Well, I didn't see a Desert Eagle, but other than that,
they probably had one.
It might have been there. They've got a whole section, a 3-foot section of long-barreled revolvers, like old Wild West.
Sure.
They've got your snub nose, and then, like I said, all the 45s and 9mm and everything in between. And then we're looking at the back wall. And I'm like, well, there's the shotguns.
The long guns.
And then I'm like, then he's like, there's the sniper. I'm like, that's not a sniper. I said, you'd know if it was a sniper rifle.
Right.
That's just a long range rifle for hunting deer or whatever. Then I saw, now I'm not complete idiot when it comes to firearms. I know there are some 22 models that look like military grade,
right,
like M16s.
Right.
That could have been what these were, but they looked like just... They looked like they don't belong here.
Like they were actually like the 256, like the real AR-15?
They just looked like they were too big and too powerful to be in this store. There was nobody back there for me to ask.
Yeah.
And then I saw the one that about made me want to vomit. I'm not an anti-gun person. I believe you should all have guns if you want them. But my stance would be more home protection and then hunting. That's why you should need guns. I don't think you should need... I mean, I guess if you're a collector and you like shooting your guns, I guess that's one thing.
Mm.
If you're a target practice kind of person that you just... Who knows? You're a marksman?
Yeah.
But this one made no sense.
Okay.
It's a shotgun up there. It's this long. I'm telling fish stories now. It's this long. All it has is the grip. Mm-hmm. There's no stock. And it's a sawed-off. Fucking sawed-off shotgun. This has no place in this store. I don't care. If those were high-powered 22s, that's fine. But this thing is nothing more but for concealing.
It's the ultimate home defense weapon. Do you know how fast the shot that comes out of that, how fast it will spread?
Yeah, but you don't get my point.
That's a hall room clearer.
I don't care. I could sit there and shoot my 12-gauge, and yeah, I might not get the spread, as you say, but it's going to be highly effective. Also, this in the day that we live in with concealed weapons and the bullshit that goes on with all these shootings, the last thing I need is somebody hiding one of these in their jacket. I was showing my son. I said, you see how long that 12 gauge is? I said, you can't conceal that. Somebody's going to see the tip of the barrel if they're paying attention. But this thing, you just have a decent length coat, maybe down to your thighs. No one's going to even know. I just don't think that should be in our stores. I just don't. Mm. It's my opinion. I'll stick to it.
No, that's okay.
I pull the shotgun out of the closet. You know, you can get. There's a lot of home defense ones that are the what is that? Pump action.
Sure.
You can go to town pretty quick.
I mean, I love a good semi-automatic shotgun. Semi-automatic shotguns are awesome.
Yeah.
So I mean, and I this is where. People need to be able to have these conversations. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're an idiot for your opinion. That's your own humble opinion. Right. You know what I mean? My opinion is that pretty much the American people should be able to buy whatever they want to.
But the state that we're in right now, where there's a bunch of fucktards that want to shoot the fucking country up, I don't that's where okay, if we weren't in this situation, I would 100% agree with you. You know what? Buy whatever you want. But then the other flip side, I already thought about this, was the people that are probably going and shooting up the places, they're not hunting it or buying it from these stores.
Some of them are.
You think?
Oh, yeah. There have been plenty of shooters that have been documented. That
they just don't have any record.
That they went in, completely clean record, whole nine yards, yeah.
So I'm just saying.
One topic that we need to get into further, I think, on this, and we don't have time for it tonight, and we need to do a deeper dive, is what they're actually talking about getting into with red flag laws, because we all agree that there's some mental health that leads to this, but putting an actual framework together for it, it's a lot harder than you would think.
Sure, but are you saying like you have to go get a little brain check before you go get a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, I'm down for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you should at least have to take some kind of a gun safety course. Even the red flag laws are going to be hard. We don't have to get into all this tonight, but like, I'm not opposed to it, but I will tell you, like, I've shot an AR-15. They are a very, very fun gun to shoot. Just for target practice shooting, for no other reason than shooting a target, they are super duper fun. You know, I've never shot anything fully automatic, but I'd like to. There's a place out in Vegas, and when we go to Vegas, I would really like to go do that because I think it sounds like fun.
I have no problem with the target practice.
Right.
It's just that when you go to a Dunham Sports and you see what looks like a military-grade, fully automatic, like AR, automatic rifle, I guess I just was redundant there.
Well, there's no fully automatics that are available like that.
Okay.
They're all semi at the most.
Okay, well... Just to look at them, like I said, there was nobody back there for me to ask questions.
Right.
And I was assuming, because I've seen my cousin has a lot of guns, and he's got one that looks like this, and I was like, holy shit, it's a fucking machine gun. He's like, no, it's a semi-automatic 22.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's just a 22. He's like, yeah, it just looks badass.
Yeah.
So I get it, but
well, that's why the Dirty Harry guns are chrome and have slick ivory looking handles, and I mean, like, That's one of the things they do is you want a gun to look nice sometimes.
Oh, I mean, no. I don't doubt it.
Nice can be classy. Nice can be badass.
Yeah.
So
it just looked, they look tactical grade, and that's what scared me. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, why are these here?
Well,
but like I said, didn't get a lot of disclosure on that, and I understood that they probably weren't what I thought they were, but, you know. Well,
maybe we need to go do some more investigating.
Maybe I need to take my camera and do a live on five.
A live on five? I don't know about that. Dunham's isn't really hurting anybody.
No.
They're being good people.
Is that the last? Where can you, like, Walmart used to sell guns. Do they still?
They don't anymore. You still have what's nice, and Dick's got rid of theirs.
Did they really?
Because they're dicks.
Pansies? They're dicks.
So Dunham's, you can still get them at commercially. Cabela's, you can get them at any Cabela's.
Where's there a Cabela's near us?
The nearest one, is it still down in Wheeling? Or is there one in
so we're going
in
to Southern, Dunham's. In, we're going to Dunham's Michigan. Then.
No, if you're actually going to go, there's a fantastic place. There's three or four of them in Ohio called Fin Feather and Fur Outfitters. They've
heard
got it all. And what's great is, like, these guys, most people that have never been to a gun shop, I mean, and there are local gun shops around, too. I mean,
sure.
There's two right here in our town.
There's one in Seville, too.
Right. But these people will talk to you about it and explain to you what they do, how they work, you know, because they want people to go out and be safe with what they're doing.
Sure.
So, didn't know how we ended up on guns for tonight, but...
Bam!
Sometimes that's an all right place to end up.
Yeah, I think so.
So, last one on the way out.
Yeah.
Super short.
Oh, you got another one?
Oh, just super short. No, keep it going.
Okay.
If somebody asks you a question and they give you an answer and they're confident in their answer, go with it. And if not, then you shouldn't ask that fucking person and go find the answer yourself. Because there's nothing I hate worse. No, I shouldn't say nothing, but don't be questioning people's answers. If you ask me a question, take my answer and go with it.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking annoying.
I hate when people do that. So.
Yeah.
So here's the question. Who's going to be next? Who's next to show up on our reviews? We can't wait to see who puts the next review in. Please hop on there.
Hashtag, who wants a fucking mug?
That's right. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. We're all harping.
Get out there and give some good handshakes. Watch the World Series. And goddammit, don't make false claims that you can't back up.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a great week. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio.